the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Hi, we're the sons of the San Joaquin,
and
we're listening,
listening
to Clear Out West.
That's right, sons of the San Joaquin, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Well, have you ever heard the term of rope walking?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Similar to catwalk.
Not to be confused.
Where, right.
Right. So the rope walking, we're going to explain this.
Okay, explanate it.
My understanding of it is rope walking is when the front feet travel in the same front line.
Oh, gotcha. Not necessarily the back feet.
Well, that's catwalking.
Interesting. Okay, see, I was confused there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that rope walk was just the front feet.
Just the front. That's my understanding.
Oh, well, sure. Hey, I'm on it.
And I'm on it, too. Yeah, I am, too.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with elephant walking.
Oh, yeah. Right, right. Straight.
Both sides move at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. You get the rocking.
Interesting. Yeah. How about a duck walk?
Is there a duck walk? That would be me.
That's us.
In the middle of the winter.
Penguin walking.
Yeah. Walk like a duck. You won't bust your hind end.
Well,
and then there's the three-gated horse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fumble, fart, and fall.
Fumble, fart, and fall. Right. Yeah. I've got that issue.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Not a lot you can do about this. This is the way the horse is built.
Right.
But you do need to be aware of it.
And
when you put a shoe on.
And if he functions well, leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Shoe him that way.
Yes.
You're going to wreck him if you don't.
Well, and to be aware, like I say, be aware, because you can set your shoe inside so he's not clipping it off.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yep.
No, that's actually some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they say, hey, I do the baby elephant walk, how are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com. I'm on this.
You're on
I'm
it. On I it. Know you are. If they want to request a dick's pic.
D-I-C-K. At clearoutwest.com.
That's right. They can always leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We don't care if they rope walk.
Let them walk.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
That was a little treacherous for me.
We're on it. We'll get there.
I'm on it.
Okay, we're on it. It's fine. Don't fret.
Yeah, settle down.
Let's have some music then, shall we? All right, the Sons of the San Joaquin are riding along with us. How about we head up the trail with Charlie and the boys?
Started up the trail with Charlie and the boys. My heart was sadly grieving. I started up the trail with Charlie and the boys. Old San Antonio leaving. I started up the trail with Charlie and the boys. The prairie winds was a-sighing, but I couldn't look back at a one-room shack where Ma and Sis was a-crying.
As the herd lined out, I heard the shout of old Charlie, good night, Billy.
I turned my head just sick with dread from a home that I loved dearly.
I hid my tears from Charlie and the boys, the first drive to be making.
I can't say why, but I said goodbye to a mother's heart a-breaking.
And the cattle they bawled and the herd just crawled as they grazed them along the way. The rivers we crossed and the stock we lost, and we watched them swept away. Each mile to me an eternity, as I cursed the thirst and the weather. A wearisome strive is a cowboy's life on beans and pound and leather.
I headed up the trail with Charlie and the boys. Old Blue was a leading that steady. scout rode out on a northward route to get the bedbound ready.
As I lay that night in a campfire's light, just memories to remind me of a mother's love and the Lord above and the world I'd left behind me.
As I rode along the trail with Charlie and the boys, the dark sky sent us a prayer. An eerie pyre, St. Elmo's fire on the backs of the Longhorns playing.
And the heavens they riled and the herd went wild like a devil had come to vex us. And I rode with dread and a hatless head, just a wishing I'd stayed in Texas. And the cattle they bawled and the herd just crawled as we grazed them along the way. The rivers we crossed and the stock we lost, and we watched them swept away. Each mile to me an eternity, as I cursed the thirst and the weather. A wearisome strife is a cowboy's life on beans and pounding leather. As I rode along the trail with Charlie and the boys, the Canadian banks were a-spillin'. The herd wouldn't go, so we pushed them slow till we finally stopped them billin'. Then a rustler's raid was a visit paid with lead and hell to pay. And I rode that night and I learned to fight, but better how to pray. The trail was hard on Charlie and the boys, to dodge the rain kept a-fallin'. The cowboys all were fools to fall for every vice a-callin'. And as the raindrops splashed and the lightning flashed as Sodom's flames were burning, I rode from town to the old bed round just a-looking back a-yearning. And the cattle they bawled and the herd just crawled as we grazed them along the way. The rivers we crossed and the stock we lost, and we watched them swept away. Each mile to me an eternity, as I cursed the thirst and the weather. A wearisome strife is a cowboy's life on beans and pounding leather. Started down the trail with Charlie and the boys, back to good old Texas headed. Eating beans by the pail and dying on the trail were the only fears I dreaded. And if I ever get back to that one-room shack, I swear that I will never go up that trail in the rain and the hail on beans and pounding leather. And the cattle they bawled and the herd just crawled as we grazed them along the way. The rivers we crossed and the stock we lost, and we watched them swept away. Each mile to me an eternity, as I cursed the thirst and the weather. A wearisome strife is a cowboy's life on beans and pounding leather. A wearisome strife is a cowboy's life on beans and pounding leather.
That is good stuff there from Sons of the San Joaquin.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Man, I miss those boys, too.
I do, too.
Man, I tell you, the good ones are just all fading out. There's a couple good ones coming up.
Yeah, we got it. We got to keep them coming.
Well, that's the issue, because when we're losing them faster than we're gaining them.
I mean, we kind of are.
We are, yeah. But we're on it.
That's absolutely it. But we're on it.
Yeah, yes, that's right. Yeah. We're on it. We're trying to continue to pull this thing forward, right?
Yeah. And keep it together.
And keep it all together.
That's right.
I started thinking about the Full Nelson shoeing story. We were on it that day.
Yeah, right. That old two-year-old was just giving all kinds of grief.
Yeah.
And I had this epiphany.
You had this brainstorm.
That's right.
I was on the onside front.
Right.
Right, yes.
And I said, brace up there, Andy.
And I knew something was about to happen. Yeah, yeah. Anyways,
I said, brace up there, Andy. I want to try something.
Yeah, right.
So I got on the offside hind.
Right.
And picked it up.
And there we were.
And
we got this young filly taken care of.
She
stood there.
Stood there and went.
Didn't know whether to bite me or kick you.
What's going on?
Exactly.
Here. Something's wrong.
And that is when Mary Mickelson nicknamed us.
That Full Nelson.
Full Nelson Shoeing.
That's right. Yeah, that's how it was born.
Because we had the Full Nelson going on this little filly here.
That's right. We truly did. Yeah. And it worked.
We were on it.
Yeah.
Let's ditch out to another cow commercial.
Okay.
And when we come back, Cousin Rodney has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.